Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Holocaust responsa, and this should be as a schus for Yisrael Chaim, Ben Chana Rochel, and Esti Sara Bas Ariella, that they should both be zoche lezara chaya v'kayama besoch sha'ar Yisrael that needs children, both those who have and want more, and particularly those who are not yet zoche to have. We know that during the Holocaust, there were many Jews who were trying to hide from the Germans. And unfortunately, not only were the Germans out to kill the Jews, not only were the Nazis out to kill the Jews, many of the Goyim, who weren't officially members of the Nazi party, they also aided and abetted the Goyim, they aided and abetted the Nazis, and when they would find a Jew, they would happily hand the Jew over to the Nazis, and the Nazis would do what the Nazis knew how to do best. However, we must always remember that there were those Hasidei Umas HaOlam, those fine Goyim, who endangered their lives to save Jewish people. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to this shir and you hear the voice of a man from Jerusalem, you're only hearing this voice because of such Goyim, because my grandparents, Aleihem HaShalom, were hidden by the Nazis, were hidden from the Nazis during World War II in Czechoslovakia. And Baruch Hashem, they made it through. And afterwards they came to Canada, and from Canada to New York, and from New York to Jerusalem. And Baruch Hashem, sweetest friends, I've arrived home. So there were definitely those Goyim. Some of them did it out of the goodness of their heart. Some of them did it because they were paid nicely, but whatever their motivation, sweetest friends, we're just happy that they did it, that they saved the Jews. Relates Rabbi Shri, this is in Chelek Gimel, Simen Ches, that in the year 1945, Tavshin Hei, after we saw the salvation of God, God had mercy on his people, and he took us out from darkness to light, comes a Yid named Rabbi Moshe Segal, and he asked the following question. He said that there was a Goyish woman who endangered her life, and hid him in the basement together with 20 other Jewish boys. And she fed them. And she tried to give them enough food to make them last until the horrible period would pass. And now, after the Jewish people have been freed, they wanted to celebrate the act of chesed that she did and repay her. However, they found out that soon after their shichur, soon after they were freed, she died. So they wanted to thank her when she was alive. She wasn't alive anymore. So what did they decide to do? They decided they're going to say Kaddish for her. Isn't that a beautiful thing? To say Kaddish for this Goyisha woman who saved them. So this Yid, Reb Moshe Segal, he was appointed by the Chevra to do the job. But he asked, is it mutter to say Kaddish for a Goy? And that's the Shaila. So the answer is that with respect to a mummer, to an apostate, the halachas paskin in Yoredeya, that if a mummer, this is in Yoredeya and Simon Shanain Vav, Sif Dalet, in the Ramah, that if a mummer was killed by Gentiles, his kids can say Kaddish for him. The Shach writes, Dafka, if he was killed by the Gentiles, but if he died in his bed, then no, he may not. Because if he was killed by the Gentiles, so he has a kapara. But if he just died in his bed, then he has no kapara. And therefore, that's the din of a mummer. So if a person's an apostate, unless he was killed by the Gentiles, kaddish should not be said after him. However, there are those who argue with the shach, and they say that that's only the Ramah only meant if there are no other. That if there are other Avelim, let the other Avelim say Kaddish. But if there are no other Avelim, even if he wasn't killed by the Gentiles, he can say Kaddish, his child can say Kaddish for him. And so we see that there are those who are makel even on a mummer to say Kaddish. And in the Shalos and Shuvas Chesed Lavram, he talks about somebody who left religion, became rich, and gives a lot of money to the poor people in his family. And he went to the person through whom he gave the tzedakah, and he said, promise me you're going to say Kaddish for me. And if you do so, I'm going to give you even more money to tzedakah. And the Chesed Lavram says, you're allowed to give, make him such a promise. So, and he brings a raya from Reb Meir, who saved Acher. So the Gemara relates, even though Acher was kofar b'Torah and he was Machal Shabbos. So you see, you can have Rachmanis even on people who aren't so gevaldik. So that's all about a mumr. But here we're talking about a goya. A goya is we believe that Jews are special. So is it mutter b'chlal to say kaddish for a goya? So she did even better than this person that Chesed Lavram was talking about. She didn't just give money to tzedakah; she mamish risked her life. So what is kaddish all about? Kaddish, we know, is a tefillah and it's a bakasha. That's what we even see. He quotes here, very interesting, from an old Sefer Yuchsin Dfus Krakow, that it's related there when Reb Nosson HaBavli was appointed Rosh HaGola. So when the Chazan said Kaddish, and he got to L'chayechon V'yomechon, he said B'chayin Esiyenu Rosh Golus U'v'chaydechol Beis Yisrael. So you see that he would say in the life, it's a request, that in the life of our Nasi, we should see the greatness of God. And in the time of the Rambam, they would say B'chayechon V'yomechon U'v'chayim Maron and Moshe Ben Maimon. So Kaddish is about Kosha. So if Kaddish is a request, so it's Pashut that you're allowed to say Kaddish for this woman. Like the Sefer Chassidim says, this woman who saved many Jewish people, the Sefer Chassidim says, Shemutr levakish l'Kadosh Baruch Hu shekabel es dino shel Nachwi, sha'asa tovos la'Yehudim, vein lanu tova yoser gadol, and vein lanu tova gadol yoser ma sha'asta Nachwi azos. So you're allowed to daven for the benefit of the guy, says the Sefer Chassidim, who does favors for the Jews. And here, certainly, this Nachris did many, many favors for Jews. And therefore, we should definitely say Kaddish. So if you hold Kaddish as a bakasha, other people would say Kaddish as a shevach. So you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. So what does that have to do with the Nachri? That doesn't have anything to do with the dead person. I always think that if people would know what Kaddish meant, they wouldn't say Kaddish so quickly after the dead. What's so great? You're just going and you're praising God. People think that has something to do with the dead person. You don't mention dead people. And the Tzitz Eliezer, there's a beautiful parish of the Kaddish. Somebody even wrote a whole book. Professor Asaf wrote a whole book on the Kaddish. But however you learn it, what should stop us from saying Kaddish for the Nachris? And in the Yerushalmi it says, Sarach Lomar Charvana Zarchu Latova, like we have the song, Charvona, 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 Zarchu Latov. We say Zarchu Latov. Charvona helped us out in the Purim story. Told Achashverosh, there's a tree out there. So Vagam Charvona, Zarchu Latov. So when you do something to save Jews, so you have to say Zarchu Latov. And you can also say Kaddish. It says in Pirkei Avos, you should daven for the Goyim, daven for the kingdom. El Mole Moroi, Yisrael Chaim below. People wouldn't fear the Goyish government. They would swallow each other up alive. And the Eri says that this is a tefillah not only for Shalom of Melech Yisrael, but even Shalom Malchus. If not for the Malchus, so then the Malchus very often protects the Jews from those wolves who want to eat us up. So therefore, we see a precedent even to daven on behalf of the goyim, daven on behalf of a goy who did us favors. Certainly to say kaddish for a goy who did us favors. And in the sefer Shaus and Shuvas Zekan Aaron, Rav Aaron Volkin in Chelik Yerodeinson in Pei Zayin, there he's asked about a goy, a ger. Should a ger say kaddish after his father? And he says he should. And he says, but you know what? People are going to say, what's going on over here? People are going to think it's weird. So you should do other things. You should say Tehillim. You should do other Tikkunim. And he says, who knows that if Kaddish really works for the Neshama of an Akum? But he doesn't say it's Aser. He just says, you know, people are going to make fun of you. It's going to look really weird. But there's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. Where he's asked, somebody asks him, should I go visit my sick mother, Ager? Is there a chi of kibbutz? And Rav Moshe says, what do you mean, should you? Where have you been until now? Vada Navada, a person has to have a basic sense of Akaras HaTov. So this woman saved Jewish people. So Vada Navada Navada, says Rav Oshri, Shel Molei Maisa Chesed HaGodol Shostei Mayehudim Latzila Mimavis, if not for the great chesed that she did with the Jews to save them from death, that the cursed Germans, Shazedim Ha'arurim Yemach Shemam Lo Yevalum Chayim, that they shouldn't swallow them up alive. Bivadei shemitzvah l'spalel avura achar mosav l'am achrei kaddish. Definitely daven for her and say kaddish. And therefore, I gave her shuster of Moshe Segal to say kaddish after this Gentile woman who saved him from death and brought him to life. Concludes Rav Oshri his tshuva as he often does with the tefillah. V'hagomel chasadim tovim l'amo Yisrael u'yigmol chasadim tovim l'chasidei umos ha'olam. He who did great chesed to the Jewish people should also give great chesed to the Gentiles, the righteous Gentiles, shesiknu es nafshem behatzolas Yisrael, who endangered their lives in saving the Jewish people. Hashem yivarech et amo Yisrael b'shalom, hu yivarech gam heim b'chol mili demetam. The same God who blesses the Jewish people with peace should also bless the Gentiles with everything good. Liros b'shuv Hashem es shivas tzion, to see the return of God to Zion, uvevinyan beis b'chiraso, in the building of his house, his chosen house, shamnala lefanav zivchei ratzon, ayin parim k'neged shivim umos, there we will bring korbanos to Hashem, 70 bulls corresponding to the 70 nations, b'mheiro v'yameinu, amen. Sweetest friends, so we see here a beautiful tshuva, from which we learn the importance of Akaras HaTov, and never forgetting, like they have in Yad Vashem, they have a walkway where they plant the trees, in memory of those who saved Jewish lives during World War II, and we must never forget them, and always remember them, Yizkareim Elokeinu Litova Im Shar Tzadikei Olam, people who risked their lives to save us, so that we can continue living and proclaiming the glory of Hashem in the world, and we should be Zocha B'Karuv Mamish, like Rav Oshri said, go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring 70 bowls corresponding to the 70 nations. B'geula HaShleima B'meheira V'yameinu Amen V'yameinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.